from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, we told you a little breaking news. Tyler didn't see that. He didn't think this was this guy's necessarily sound or worthy, so I'll just have to. He didn't want to get involved.
I didn't know, Tyler. I didn't know. I wonder what the people think.
We know how he feels now. 713-572-4610.
But I like where your head is. This ain't the Hall of Good, damn it. This is, listen, like,
it's a Hall of Fame. Okay.
Yeah, Tyler, hey. Yeah, Tyler's not letting Kevin Love in the Hall of Fame.
I'm excited about this piece of news.
I am as well. The Astros have selected infielder Elitmus Diaz to the Major League roster and have optioned infielder Gray Kessinger. Oh, Gray. Boy, he's Yo-Yo. We need to nickname his ass Yo-Yo Kessinger. He's gone back to AAA Sugarland in a corresponding move. The Astros designated infielder David Hensley for assignment. Oh, Lohans. Oh, David Lohans Hensley. Hensley. Yeah, that's right.
What up, Ledmus?
Ledmus Diaz is back, man. I'm a fan.
What's he been doing, though? That's
well, why I didn't think it was sounder.
Let's be honest. Well, let's be honest.
Because I mean, we're all fans of Yuli.
Has he not been in Oakland?
I
know he's been in Oakland.
I know he was in Oakland. Has he continued to be in Oakland?
Well, I'm just saying, anything that he did in Oakland against him.
I guess we can.
I mean, good gosh. Could you imagine being with a World Series organization, doing things the way the Astros do, and then you go out there and you got a day-to-day play baseball with the Oakland A's? Are you kidding me? I know that's where he was earlier in the year.
I know he was. Let's see here.
Nonetheless, I like Elitmus Diaz coming back. I mean, look, another guy that can play corner outfield spots, can play all the infield positions. I mean, a guy like a Dubon, if you will, another Dubon. So does that free up Dubon to be able to do some things other than first base if you need a right-handed batter when John Singleton can't play first base?
He definitely used to be one. He played in 12 games this year.
So it was a while ago when he was with the A's, huh?
12 games.
He's been on the streets?
29 at-bats.
He's been on the streets this whole damn time?
Yes.
Damn, Diaz. I like the move, even if he's all coming off the streets. Or hell, like, look, let's be honest. It may be a step up that he's coming off the streets and not coming off Oakland.
Yeah, his last game was June 30th.
I know this year I saw him in an Oakland uniform, in an A's uni.
I definitely knew he was there last year.
I like the move. Y'all good? Tyler, you like that move?
Yeah. No, I'm good with it. I mean, God, you know the 2024 Astros need bodies, so right. I'm good with it 100%.
All right, good deal. Litmus Diaz. I like him.
I think he's got a better shot than Gray.
He, He's got a better shot. Yes, absolutely. He's got a better shot of impacting the game and getting a shot than I think Gray Kester. I want to let all the listeners know out there real quick. I got this little thing going on. It's a text line, a free text line that I've been working with since training camp started out.
Explain that to me. I've been trying to figure out. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you would have joined, you'd already know. Basically, yeah, it's there's no catches. There's no gimmicks. It's all free. It's just after camp. I'll shoot out some observations. Just another way for all the Texans fans out there to keep up with their squad. If you don't have the ability to thumb Twitter all day or thumb Instagram all day or TikTok or whatever, these texts go directly to you just like a text message. You can respond. We can go back and forth. But it's subtexting, just texting directly to you on your hip. Get the updates from training camp. They're pretty regular now with how often the Texans are practicing. But I just make it real quick. Get about 2, 3, 4 text messages. Boom. Here's what went on at camp today. Make of it what you will. If you're interested in again joining, subscribing, it's a 2-3 step process. It's very, very simple. Again, there's no catches, there's no gimmicks. The link is in my bio on Instagram, and the link is in a tweet at the top of my Twitter feed. It's pinned on the top of my Twitter feed. The link is there. All you do is click that link. Boom, put your number in there. We're connected. Anything I send out, you get. And just another way to keep up with your squad, man. How's C.J. Stroud throwing it around today? What's Diggs look like in a Texans uniform? The cornerback battle, I think it's the biggest comp battle out there. What's that looking at? What's D'Amico saying after practice? What's Bobby Slowick, C.J. Stroud? What are they saying after practice in these press conference forums? And once training camp's over, Ron, we'll jump into the regular season, and obviously we'll have some pregame thoughts and then some instant reaction to the game. Just another way to reach out to the fans, another way for the fans to keep up with what's going on a day-to-day basis without having to catch the news or thumb social media. Another thing, so again, that the link is in my bio on IG and on Instagram, and if you go to my Twitter account, if you follow me on Twitter, it's all at Clint Sterner, Twitter and Instagram, at Clint Sterner. Go to the top of that either page. And boom, the link is right there. It's very, very, very self-explanatory. On camp, every day when I leave camp, boys, every day when I leave camp, I come north on Kirby, right out of NRG. And one of the big intersections right there. I can't think of what it is, but it's one of the first ones you come to once you get out of like the NRG area. You start heading north, and there is a light that is still not working for somehow, some way. Still not working.
You ain't got that one in, huh? So you're talking four-way stop time.
Can we please talk about four-way stops? I want all of our listeners tonight, when your ass gets home, I want you to, anybody driving in your house, I want you to have the conversation about how four-way stops work. When a red light's not working, that intersection turns into a four-way stop. I don't care if it's got 3, 4, 5 lanes going each direction. It is a four-way stop. And that doesn't mean that when traffic's going, you can turn just because you're not blocking that, you're not impeding that traffic. It don't matter. Correct me if I'm wrong, boys. But if we pull up, it don't matter if we're turning left, turning right, or going straight. If we pull up, it's counterclockwise, right? Everybody in that lane, in your lanes, whether you're turning left, right, or straight, they all go. And then the next, whoever's to my right, that lane, they all turn, go straight, whichever direction they want to go. And then the one across from me goes, and it goes in order like that. You don't get to just free. And this isn't about people, like, rushing it. It's not this. I'm not frustrated with people rushing, because I heard Figgy the other day was really pissed off and talking about how dangerous it was and people rush. I'm not pissed off people. Like, I just need people to learn how to do this.
Some people have no idea.
Ron, no clue.
I've lost, like, during the entire hurricane situation.
Yes.
It's just I would yell just repeatedly, "It's not your turn."
I mean, we got to start having having some discussions about four-way stops.
It is.
Awful. I almost had a wreck, and then I really got mad at this lady, and I caught myself like, "Look, man, everybody relax. There's people out here that still don't have power. I should probably get over this." Four-way stops at dinner tonight. Talk about it. Figure it out. make the world a better place, make it a safer trip just, for me back and forth from NRG and Kirby. I mean,
I said the other day, we should just, police should just have, just pull people over into big parking lots and let's work on it. Like right now, I'm going to steer you off right now. Everybody get,
let's go talk about this.
Let's go, like everybody here, let's get four cars deep in here and let's do it. Let's
so you don't want to wait till dinner time to talk about it. You want the police just to sit.
Like,
yeah.
The bright lights, people not knowing how to drive with their brights on. And then the four-way stop. I've literally watched people. I can look at it. I can see in their eyes.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
No clue.
They're just going.
Like, you cannot leave in your lane. And I'm talking about all the lanes going your direction, whatever lane you're in. You cannot. I don't care which direction you're going. You cannot leave until it's your entire lane's turn.
And a four-way stop. Just because the two people in front of you went does not mean it is your turn to go also.
Correct.
Does not mean, like, the light ain't green. It ain't a green light. You don't just keep going.
Oh, man. All right, now we can make, now that I told you about the text line that we got going on and we got that covered, the four-way stop covered. Ron, we talk a lot about Texans rookies, man, and I have a Texans rookie that I remember the first time I saw him in OTAs, I said, that's the guy to watch. We spent a lot of time talking about Kamari Lassiter because he's been running with the ones because he was the earliest pick this year, the second round pick, and that's fine. I think that's going to work itself out. But another thing that's going to work itself out is Kalen Bullock, third round pick out of USC. Look, he's long, he's rangy, he's easy to spot. He jumps off the field when he's out there playing. And Ron, he undercut, which by the way, covering Nico Collins, he undercut Nico Collins on a route over the middle of the field. I don't know if it was a dig or some kind of post that he was burying. I'm not real sure exactly what the route was because it took me by surprise. But Kalen Bullock undercuts it. He drops the pick, but it would have been a for sure. I mean, it looked like he was running the route. I don't know how he dropped it, but maybe why he's a DB. But he dropped it. And it would have been a damn pick six. But this kid's having one hell of a camp, Ron. And as I said when I first saw the dude, man, I thought this is the rookie to watch. This is the rookie that can make a lot of noise. He's living up to that so far. Four practices in, make of it what you will. But he's the rookie to watch right now on either side of the football.
Listen, we've heard a lot of people, and I know John Lopez has been big on this. We've heard a lot of people talk about the thought of maybe the Texans should go after Justin Simmons. We've seen a couple of safeties go here of late. I know last week, was it Eddie Jackson?
Yep.
He left the Bears, and he's now with Baltimore. Talking about, hey, let's go and get Justin Simmons. They need to. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think the Texans are really entertaining anything like that unless they get a significant injury, because I think they really like this kid, and you can see why. He may not be ready to go right now, Clint. Hell, he may not be ready to go even when the season starts. But at some point, I think his talent, his skill level, and the uniqueness he brings to the position and what he can do with his length and his makeup speed to play that center field corner and allow guys like Jalen Petrie to play closer to the line of scrimmage where they're better. I think they have kind of high expectations for that kid like this year. And like I said, it may not be, but at some point you could see, like, this is a guy, Clint, that week three, he's going to play more. Week five, he's going to play more. Week eight, he's going to play more. And then you look up week 10, week 12, he's playing the majority of the snaps in the defense.
Yeah, look, I think the other one out back there, Eric Murray, has played well. Eric Murray's had a really, really good camp. Again, I don't know. Jimmy Ward and Eric Murray right now are the two starting safeties with Jalen Petrie buried down in the box and playing some nickel defender type of defense. But so I don't know exactly where Kalen Bullock is. Definitely the center fielder typically when he does get in the ball game. But everywhere he goes, he flashes, he's making plays. And, you know, he's a good one. On another note, Kamari Lassiter today at practice Would have got ran by with Stephon Diggs on a go route, but put two hands in his chest and pass interfered. So that was really the only action that I saw from Kamari Lassiter today. I think it is worth noting that the C.J. Henderson, Jeff Okuda, those are your two second right now that are running with the second team defense, one on each side. The Jeff Okuda made a play today, and this is where I'm at with Kamari Lassiter, Ron, is Jeff Okuda makes a play where he's a backside corner. And the receiver runs a deep over route, literally all the way to the other sideline. Jeff Okuda chases him, recognizes the route, undercuts it, tips the ball, ends up intercepting it as he goes out of bounds kind of deal. And he almost didn't go out of bounds. He almost got a return out of it. But it was a super athletic play and catch, ultimately. And when you've got a guy that's capable of doing that, and I think C.J. Henderson has some similar capabilities. When you see those things at practice, it's hard for me to not wonder if Kamari Lassiter, the young corner that was drafted in the second, it's hard for me to not look at him and go, does he have that in his bag? Is he athletic enough? Is he fast enough? Does he jump well enough to make? Because that ball hung in the air, a Davis Mills throw. The ball hung in the air. And Jeff Okuda went and got it. Does he have that ability to go make plays like that clearly across the field? That's where I'm at with Lassiter. It doesn't seem like he does. Maybe he does, but it doesn't seem like he does.
Yeah, I don't think he's as athletic as those guys are. But I bet you the thought is, and I can completely see this, that he's gonna make 75% of the regular plays in a way that it seems like Jeff Okuda and maybe Henderson won't. He seems like he'll be a more consistent player than those guys. But
yeah, athletic. DeMeco spoke of that today.
Yeah, athletic plays and speed. I don't know if he's just going to be one that goes up and just goes and makes a play and goes up with his size or speed and just makes a play. So no, I'm with you on that one. All right, coming up here, we'll catch you up again on the news as Elitmus Diaz returns to the Houston Astros. We'll let you know the moves off of that, and we'll give you the latest on what we're hearing from Kyle Tucker and about Kyle Tucker and Justin Verlander as well. All of that coming up next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
If you missed it, the Astros have made a move. Now, there's no trade piece or anything with this. But they bring back a familiar face, Elitmus Diaz. He returns to the Astros. Has not played since June 30th.
Yeah, I meant to tell you, I don't have an exact date, but I remember the Astros, they signed Elitmus Diaz to a minor league deal some point last week. So okay. This has kind of been in motion, and now he's with the club.
So now he's with the big league club. They bring him up, bring him back to the big league club. Greg Kessinger goes back to Sugar Land, and we may need some boys to mend here for David Hensley. It's up. We belong together.
Love Hensley, man.
They optioned Greg Kessinger to Sugarland, but that's not the only move. Dave Hensley was DFA'd to make room for Diaz on the 40th. Dave Hensley, a guy who had one of the most important at-bats for this team against the Seattle Mariners in the playoffs. Ahead of Yordan Alvarez going deep in game one. A guy who... We had to start to feel a little confident if he had to come up and pinch hit a guy off the bench, a guy to be honest that was replacing, or that was playing at the same rate the last time we saw Elitmus Diaz.
Yeah, man.
He came in. I think he made the roster right out, had to him because he was touching Megan. He made the roster immediately.
Damn it!
Thought there was a space for him as. Or at least an opportunity because Altuve got injured. They needed second base.
Life comes at you fast, man.
And then the Nationals.
He ain't been the same since he
first pitch of the season.
He dropped that glove down on that glute.
First pitch of the season, he dropped that glove. Somebody had a photo of it.
He slid that old glove down on that glute.
Somebody had a photo of it. And David Hensley, ever since he touched Megan,
he was shook.
Damn, man. Maybe he'll get the Blair treatment. Maybe he'll Hensley this thing to get back.
They'll figure out a way to get him back in there.
I don't know.
It's like we barely knew you, Hen.
Dang, man.
No, we knew him.
I thought he was at least going to be a guy. To think about it, what we saw from him in the playoffs, they were allowing Kessinger to stay up here.
I'm sorry. I don't remember anything but the low glove.
So you just wiped everything out. Oh, you remember. He had some solid playoff at-bats.
If I remember, there's a reason why you keep emphasizing at-bats. I mean, it wasn't.
I'm just saying.
It was just action, right?
But he was a young guy that they trusted to get at-bats.
Tall drink of water.
Tall drink. I distinctly remember what he did in front of Yordan to give him a chance.
And Heine is hard to not remember, though.
Ooh.
Whew. Damn, man.
It's a tremendous hike.
Shout out to Dave, man.
That is not a Heine. For the record.
Whew.
For the record, that is not a Heine.
That's a butt.
That's an ass, son.
I'm here for you. Okay. That's an ass.
I'm not typically an ass guy, but man.
You have a Heine, sir.
That's fair. Tiny Heine Tyler in the building.
Pour one out for you. Don't look, Jose. Pour one out for you.
Don't look.
Sorry, Dave, man. Hope those hotels, little cash you made was good enough for you.
Best of luck.
But Diaz here. I wonder how often he plays. I wonder what he's like now swinging the bat after he did those 12 games he played with the A's. But he's back here. They're familiar with him. You know the clubhouse thing won't be an issue. Obviously, they know him well. So there it is. Shout out to old Diaz. Good for him.
Well, you want to talk about now, unless he's just fallen off of Ron Hughley's cliff that the guys tend to fall off of a lot of time.
That's my cliff.
Well, I mean, you like to refer to it. I was just you know what I mean. Elitmus Diaz give you a good quality at bat now.
He used to.
That's what I'm saying. You think he's still there?
I don't hope so. I'm not gonna sit and tell you. I mean, I know he's like what Tyler seems to get a minor league contract. Like I think several years ago, a Litmus Diaz would be somebody people would love to have.
Yeah, I mean, I thought. I mean, here's the deal. I just when you're with an organization like Oakland, I don't imagine they're looking for a quality bat off the bench, just a quality at bat off the bench from time to time. They got a lot bigger worries than that. The Astros can actually focus on that.
Yeah, we'll see. I wonder how quickly he was a guy. You talked about it with Dubon, kind of like that could play. He couldn't play center, but he could play
both corners, all infield.
He played some first. Yeah, so we'll see there. He adds a lot to it. And to a note that that Adam Spillane, who was on In the Loop earlier, said, it's clear that this group with Joe Espada, Captain Joe Espada, and the rest of the crew, they like to use their bench. They like to use players, as we see, as we'll talk about it. Like the lineup's not out, we don't know who's playing in the outfield tonight. You just never know, or first base for the most part, you never know. So they like to use their bench, and this gives them another option for them.
Yeah, I hate for the record.
I know. Say what Joe and Dana and the crew like to do.
Yeah, no, I agree. I hear you, and it's, I mean, hell, it's what they've done right late. I'm just not a big fan of it. I like to play the kid, let him get in a groove, whoever that may be. I don't have to agree with it. Just pick one and let him play, and let him get in a groove. This left versus right and right versus left and all this crap. I mean,
several platoons.
Yeah, I mean, Jazz might play.
Cabbage may play. Luperfido might play.
Yeah, and they've all had their moments. Dubon, I can't help. But then, like, I mean, Cabbage swings it really, really, really well. I can't help but think, man, I wonder what that dude could do if he got some solid time up
Joey
there where
too,
he could.
Yeah,
be, yeah. I mean, I wonder if Joey would strike out less if he got more at bats and could settle in. You know, I don't like that platoon thing. I know all the baseball heads out there. I know the righty lefty yada yada yada. I get it, but. I've never been a fan of it. It's hard. They threw Chaz McCormick, which I know Chaz is a bad example because he's having an off year. But I mean, they threw Chaz's numbers out. He's hitting .204 against righties and .206 against lefties.
But better against lefties.
I guess if you're playing the numbers.
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz.
What the numbers says.
Those are the good days, man.
That's not his name anymore. By the way, update Kyle Tucker. Matt Kawahara of the Houston Chronicle.
Well done.
I had to listen to it. Kyle Tucker is taking ground balls. Did this over the weekend in the outfield at T-Mobile Park. Not testing a lot of lateral movement, but more than we've seen on the field. Espada also added over the weekend, we need to get him running more. Get him to put some weight on that leg. Yeah,
that'd be nice. That kind of seems like something there. Important. Yeah,
I might as well give my $20 now. He's hitting.
I need Kyle to hold off for another 9 days.
He's really okay. I thought this was a bet you wanted to lose. He's hitting. He's throwing, but we're not quite there to let him loose on the bases. That would be the next step.
Well, good for you, Ron. I mean, they literally play every day. So if there is a chance for him to get in on the 31st.
And then that's their day off. Yep. I mean, I just need Mr.
August 1 is the day.
Listen, I just said, I'm going to go ahead and get that $20.
I'll take it
they're saying we got to get him to put pressure on it.
I mean, we ain't even cutting yet. We're not even changing directions. How are you going to play right field? How are you going to turn the corner at first base?
We got to get him to put some pressure, some weight on the leg. That's where we are. Hell, cutting. Good God Almighty!
I need Kyle to give us an update on what all's going on.
Tell you, I mean, I know HIPAA. I'd like to have those X-rays be made public. I'd like to take a look at those X-rays myself. All right, coming up. Clint clearly appears to be right about something that we saw at camp today. We've got to look into that. I need to be talked off the ledge potentially. And really, really great news in the world of sports. We'll discuss that next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm looking at it on TV right now, by the way. Did y'all see that home run Shohei Ohtani hit yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Good God almighty.
He got out of the stadium, didn't he?
I mean, that, I saw those people turn and run. Like, when you get up to the top of those stands at Dodger Stadium, it's something. He went over them bad boys. That was...
Tall, tall Asian guy.
Oh, thanks, Siege. That was nuts right there. Before I had to give Clint what appears maybe his flowers, really, really, I think, great news. There was a chance, and people were thinking that the NBA may lose inside the NBA to be a part of them, because the new deals came up, and Amazon was pitching big money, and NBC was pitching big money, and it looked like TNT may get left out. And when TNT gets left out, that means Charles, Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq. I think it's fair to say probably the best thing that the NBA has going for them.
Hell yeah, it is.
Especially to casual fans, is that show. And now what it looks like is Turner Sports intends to continue its longtime relationship with the NBA. They have been doing things since 1988 with the NBA. They have matched the Amazon package, so that's been accepted, and they will continue to have games, and we will continue to have inside the NBA. Now, I don't know if this means Charles Barkley is going to change his mind, because Barkley said he was going to retire after this year regardless, and TNT had one more year in their contract, but I hope he stays, because clearly that show changes with him off it. But I'm glad the NBA they needed that.
Yeah, they've just got such a good thing going. Like even if you change it, talking about Barkley retiring, even if after next year you change it and you
add Draymond, which seems to be the plan.
Yeah, I mean, even if you add the right guy, it's still just not. It's not ever going to be the same, right? I mean, I am a huge fan of the chemistry between all four of those guys is just absolutely tremendous. They each bring their own vibe to the show. And boy, Barkley's funnier than hell, man.
Oh, and
Emmy's funny.
Yeah, and they all.
No filter, boy.
None. The number he did on Galveston was just absolutely.
Hell, the number he did on San Antonio, women.
San Antonio, he has done that repeatedly. He has done that with them churros.
He won a Turt Award for that, I believe.
Yeah, well, it was a great one. All right, Clint, you were saying this Friday that you thought it was done with Davis Mills. You were saying Friday after you said, man, I don't think he is going to continue to be a backup here. You thought Tim Boyle was going to pass him up, and I know Ty, he thought that Davis was still going to be on the team this year, and I wasn't ready to say that he was gone either, that Tim Boyle was going to pass him up. But I got to say, Clint, man, if Davis Mills doesn't at least start to show, like, hey, I'll do more than just check it down. I'll do more than just, you know, show that I'm scared and skittish and just get the ball out real quick. Then, I mean, he's going to have a problem, because compared to Tim Boyle, hell, even Case pushes it down the field, at least attempts to. But compared to Tim Boyle especially, like, it seems like almost night and day in terms of the decisions of where they take the ball and the attempts that they chance. I mean, if you're not going to take a chance at practice where nobody can hit you and can be hit, it is wild. I mean, it seems like the ball is out quick 5 yards or less every single time he drops back.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a couple of things with Davis. Like, I think, and I'm talking from a coach's perspective, like, you want to, and Nick Caserio's perspective as well. Like, you see the big-bodied, mechanically sound, good feet, you know, just firm base, you know, above-average processor. Boy, you hear and see all these things, and that's great makeup. But then when you've got experience and now you've gotten your feet wet in the league, good, bad, or indifferent, and no matter how difficult it was, you should grow with that. And you just don't see the growth with Davis Mills. I mean, he's still – now it's he seems to be real rigid. which I think he's always been. But it just seems like when he's in there, everything is made very, very difficult. Nothing's ever easy, right? Like it's forcing the ball into coverage or missing the check down, or even when he does make a throw, it just seems to be difficult. And whether you're talking about C.J. Stroud or you're talking about Case Keenum or now you're talking about this Boyle kid, it's just like those guys, when they drop back, their eyes are downfield, the shot's not there. Okay, let me find the check down and check it down. And it's just effortless. The ball's put where it needs to be put. The pass catcher can catch the ball and then go make a play. And with Davis, it's low, it's high, he misses the check down. I mean, it's just one of those where it just...
It almost looks like it ain't a check down. It almost looks that's the first option.
It's just, I don't know if the game's still moving really fast for him. I don't know if he doesn't trust, like, his own ability. I don't know if he doesn't trust his reads and his mind.
You think it's a fear he doesn't to make mistakes?
Yeah, there's definitely a tightness. There's definitely a tightness that he plays with. I mean, it's not a it is. And then when he lets it loose, it's like a careless let loose. Hell, like I threw four picks in the second half against the Giants. You know what I mean? It's just all gas, no brakes, and there's no, like, you got to be able to manage that. And so I just think that everybody, including the decision makers, I think everybody's beyond the. Boy, this guy's got a good tool. I mean, he's got a good set of skills. You know, this guy really could develop into something. This guy, I mean, he's got the makeup of a really good backup. And then he goes out there today, and it's like, I mean, clearly the defense drops off, and he misses maybe it was Saturday, either today or Saturday. He just misses Dari Agunbowale on a check down that would have went for 10 or 12 yards. And you're just like, and it's one of those throws where it's close enough where Dari Agunbowale stretches out as much as he can and touches it with one hand, so it makes it even look worse. And you're just like, I mean, that was just a normal check down. And in the coach's world, it's like, I want to stay ahead of the chains. I don't care if that check down gets tackled the second that you throw it, right? Read the play out, and if it's not there, check it down, right? But we completely miss it, so we get back in the huddle at second and 10 instead of second and 6. And those are the little things that a coach looks at and just like, at this point, third or fourth,
I think we're getting to year four, aren't we?
This is the fourth year, right? 3 years of experience in. He should be as good as anybody in that particular, like, decision making, processing what's going on, and then checking it down, whether it's a swing route or a check down right over the ball. Instead, it looks like Davis takes, and he's committed to that check down immediately. Like, he's going to get it underneath right now.
He looked at anything.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable, everything's difficult look when Davis is in there. And it's hard to explain, man. But it's, you know, it's what you expect from a rookie. It's what you expect from a first-year guy in a system. And unfortunately for Davis, I just think all of those excuses and all of those times are behind him now.
Text line rolling through. Ron, it's not Davis. It's not in Davis. He's not a good quarterback. He's just not good. I think Davis has shown enough to do the things that Tim Boyle's doing. I think he has shown enough to play with a Tim Boyle. He's shown enough where he could be a backup quarterback. I don't think when Clint was saying that last year, and we were saying it, that we just pulled that out of our ass, that he can't be a backup quarterback. My thing is, I mean, whatever it is, he doesn't show it enough, and he doesn't seem to, like, he's in a bad place in terms of, one, he either seems to be afraid to even look the ball down the field, and he's trying not to make mistakes, and he throws, so he doesn't give you a lot of chances to get down the field. And with that, Clint, he seems to just make mistakes anyway, right? He's the quarterback who appears to be playing like he's trying not to make mistakes, but makes them anyway. Like, he threw one to end the practice today. He should have thrown another one, another pick that Kalen Bullock dropped. Like, it's like, my man, I'm trying not to make mistakes, but he's making them anyway. It'd be one thing if you were just checking down immediately all the time and not making mistakes. Well, he's throwing picks too.
Yeah, it's just, man, I think the best way to sum it up, Ron, is just that, because there's so many different, I think, layers to what there's, because there's times he looks really good. But then there's times when, like you said, he's rushing everything and just checking the ball down early. And then there's times when he's holding it, trying to force the ball down the field. Like, it just shouldn't be that difficult for a fourth-year pro that's played a lot of football. It shouldn't. It shouldn't be not in the first week of camp. You know, not the way that it's been. It's just an interesting dynamic. Like I fully expected him to develop, if you will, progress a lot quicker. I never thought he was going to go out there and light the league on fire. He was never going to be the real loose-armed guy that the NFL is infatuated with. He was never going to be the super athletic guy. He was never going to make a bunch of wow plays. But I thought he could stand in there and make some good decisions and execute the offense. It's hard to get in a rhythm when he's in there. You know what I mean? Like he just
you're out just running wind sprints.
Yeah,
don't put receivers are doing cardio.
It's
you're 87.
It's interesting.
For him, man, he's got to pick it up. He's got to at least because it is just a clear difference in aggressiveness with Tim Boyle. And if they didn't trust your ass last year while you were the backup the entire time, and they didn't trust to start you games, then man, you've got to at some point start to separate yourself.
Agreed.
Got to start to separate yourself. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire in the building. The Astros are making moves to the roster. They have added a familiar face, but new to the team this year. We'll give you the rest of the info on that. Yes, that is a sweater around the neck. And we'll get you ready for tonight's ball game as well. D'Amico Ryans at training camp today. He'll tell you what he thought of practice as well. And then the greatest athlete of our generation has been bestowed with another amazing honor. We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents... The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm looking at it on TV right now, by the way. Did y'all see that home run Shohei Ohtani hit yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Good God almighty.
He hit out of the stadium, didn't he?
I mean, I saw those people turn and run. Like, when you get up to the top of those stands at Dodger Stadium, it's something. He went over them bad boys. That was...
Tall Asian guy.
Oh, thanks, Siege. That was nuts right there. Before I had to give Clint what appears maybe his flowers, really, really, I think great news. There was a chance, and people were thinking that the NBA may lose inside the NBA to be a part of them, because the new deals came up, and Amazon was pitching big money, and NBC was pitching big money, and it looked like TNT may get left out. And when TNT gets left out, that means Charles, Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq. I think it's fair to say probably the best thing that the NBA has going for them.
Hell yeah, it is.
Especially to casual fans, is that show. And now what it looks like is Turner Sports intends to continue its longtime relationship with the NBA. They have been doing things since 1988 with the NBA. They have matched the Amazon package. So that's been accepted, and they will continue to have games, and we will continue to have inside the NBA. Now, I don't know if this means Charles Barkley's going to change his mind, because Barkley said he was going to retire after this year regardless, and TNT had one more year in their contract. But I hope he stays. I hope he stays, because clearly that show changes with him off it. But I'm glad. The NBA, that was – they needed that. They needed to
Yeah, they've just got such a good thing going. Like even if you change it, talking about Barkley retiring, even if after next year you change it and you
– add Draymond, which seems to be the plan.
Yeah, I mean, even if you add the right guy, it's still just not – it's not ever going to be the same, right? I mean, and I am a huge fan of the chemistry between all four of those guys is just absolutely tremendous. They each bring their own vibe to the show. And boy, Barkley's funnier than hell, man.
Oh, and they
Emmy's funny.
Yeah, and they all.
No filter, boy.
None. The number he did on Galveston was just absolutely.
Hell, the number he did on San Antonio,
women. San Antonio, he has done that repeatedly. He has done that with them churros.
He won a Turd Award for that, I believe.
Yeah, well, it was a great one. All right, Clint, you were saying this Friday that you thought it was done with Davis Mills. You were saying Friday after you said, man, I don't think he is going to continue to be a backup here. You thought Tim Boyle was going to pass him up, and I know Ty, he thought that Davis was still going to be on the team this year, and I wasn't ready to say that he was going either, that Tim Boyle was going to pass him up. But I got to say, Clint, man, if Davis Mills doesn't at least start to show, like, hey, I'll do more than just check it down. I'll do more than just, you know, show that I'm scared and skittish and just get the ball out real quick. Then, I mean, he's going to have a problem, because compared to Tim Boyle, hell, even Case pushes it down the field, at least attempts to. But compared to Tim Boyle especially, like, it seems like almost night and day in terms of the decisions of where they take the ball and the attempts that they chance. I mean, if you're not going to take a chance at practice where nobody can hit you and can be hit, it is wild. I mean, it seems like the ball is out quick 5 yards or less every single time he drops back.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a couple of things with Davis. Like, I think, and I'm talking from a coach's perspective, like, you want to, and Nick Caserio's perspective as well. Like, you see the big-bodied, mechanically sound, good feet, you know, just firm base, you know, above-average processor. Boy, you hear and see all these things, and that's great makeup. But then when you've got experience and now you've gotten your feet wet in the league, good, bad, or indifferent, and no matter how difficult it was, you should grow with that. And you just don't see the growth with Davis Mills. I mean, he's still – now it's he seems to be real rigid, which I think he's always been. But it just seems like when he's in there, everything is made very, very difficult. Nothing's ever easy. right? Like it's forcing the ball into coverage or missing the check down, or even when he does make a throw, it just seems to be difficult. And whether you're talking about C.J. Stroud or you're talking about Case Keenum or now you're talking about this Boyle kid, it's just like those guys, when they drop back, their eyes are downfield, the shot's not there. Okay, let me find the check down and check it down. And it's just effortless. The ball's put where it needs to be put. The pass catcher can catch the ball and then go make a play. And with Davis, it's low, it's high, he misses the check down. I mean, it's just one of those where it just...
It almost looks like it ain't a check down. It almost looks that's the first option.
It's just, I don't know if the game's still moving really fast for him. I don't know if he doesn't trust, like, his own ability. I don't know if he doesn't trust his reads and his mind.
You think it's a fear he doesn't to make mistakes?
Yeah, there's definitely a tightness. There's definitely a tightness that he plays with. I mean, it's not a it is. And then when he lets it loose, it's like a careless let loose. Hell, like I threw four picks in the second half against the Giants. You know what I mean? It's just all gas, no brakes, and there's no, like, you got to be able to manage that. And so I just think that everybody, including the decision makers, I think everybody's beyond the. Boy, this guy's got a good tool. I mean, he's got a good set of skills. You know, this guy really could develop into something. This guy, I mean, he's got the makeup of a really good backup. And then he goes out there today, and it's like, I mean, clearly the defense drops off, and he misses maybe it was Saturday, either today or Saturday. He just misses Dari Agunbowale on a check down that would have went for 10 or 12 yards. And you're just like, and it's one of those throws where it's close enough where Dari Agunbowale stretches out as much as he can and touches it with one hand, so it makes it even look worse. And you're just like, I mean, that was just a normal check down. And in the coach's world, it's like, I want to stay ahead of the chains. I don't care if that check down gets tackled the second that you throw it, right? Read the play out, and if it's not there, check it down, right? But we completely miss it, so we get back in the huddle at second and 10 instead of second and 6. And those are the little things that a coach looks at and just like, at this point, third or fourth,
I think we're getting to year four, aren't we?
This is the fourth year, right? 3 years of experience in. He should be as good as anybody in that particular, like, decision making, processing what's going on, and then checking it down, whether it's a swing route or a check down right over the ball. Instead, it looks like Davis takes and he's committed to that check down immediately. Like he's going to get it underneath right now.
He looked at anything.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable, everything's difficult look when Davis is in there, and it's hard to explain, man. It's you know, it's what you expect from a rookie. It's what you expect from a first year guy in a system. And unfortunately for Davis, I just think all of those excuses and all of those times are behind him now.
Text line rolling through. Ron, it's not Davis. It's not in Davis. He's not a good quarterback. He's just not good. I think Davis has shown enough to do the things that Tim Boyle's doing. I think he has shown enough to play with a Tim Boyle. He's shown enough where he could be a backup quarterback. I don't think when Clint was saying that last year, we were saying it, that we just pulled that out of our ass, that he can't be a backup quarterback. My thing is, I mean, whatever it is, he doesn't show it enough. And he doesn't seem to, like, he's in a bad place in terms of, one, he either seems to be afraid to even look the ball down the field, and he's trying not to make mistakes. And he throws, so he doesn't give you a lot of chances to get down the field. And with that, Clint, he seems to just make mistakes anyway, right? He's the quarterback who appears to be playing like he's trying not to make mistakes, but makes them anyway. Like he threw one to end the practice today. He should have thrown another one, another pick that Kalen Bullock dropped. Like, it's like, my man, I'm trying not to make mistakes, but he's making them anyway. It'd be one thing if you were just checking down immediately all the time and not making mistakes. Well, he's throwing picks too.
Yeah, it's just, man, I think the best way to sum it up, Ron, is just that, because there's so many different, I think, layers to what there's, because there's times he looks really good. But then there's times when, like you said, he's rushing everything and just checking the ball down early. And then there's times when he's holding it, trying to force the ball down the field. Like, it just shouldn't be that difficult for a fourth-year pro that's played a lot of football. It shouldn't be, not in the first week of camp. You know, not the way that it's been. It's just an interesting dynamic. Like I fully expected him to develop, if you will, progress a lot quicker. I never thought he was going to go out there and light the league on fire. He was never going to be the real loose-armed guy that the NFL is infatuated with. He was never going to be the super athletic guy. He was never going to make a bunch of wow plays. But I thought he could stand in there and make some good decisions and execute the offense. It's hard to get in a rhythm when he's in there. You know what I mean? Like he just
you're out just running wind sprints.
Yeah,
don't put receivers are doing cardio.
Unless you're 87. Man. It's interesting.
For him, man, he's got to pick it up. He's got to at least because it is just a clear difference in aggressiveness with Tim Boyle. And if they didn't trust your ass last year while you were the backup the entire time, and they didn't trust to start you games. And man, you've got to at some point start to separate yourself.
Agreed.
You got to start to separate yourself. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire in the building. The Astros are making moves to the roster. They have added a familiar face, but new to the team this year. We'll give you the rest of the info on that. Yes, that is a sweater around the neck. And we'll get you ready for tonight's ball game as well. D'Amico Ryans at training camp today. He'll tell you what he thought of practice as well. And then the greatest athlete of our generation has been bestowed with another amazing honor. We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.